coming to you from an undisclosed location, somewhere in the Northern Hemisphere, waiting out the alien apocalypse. He is armed with a machete and a microphone. Join Michael James as he seeks answers to the paranormal, conspiracies, ancient mysteries, and the occult. Are you ready to trip the fuck out? This is Beyond the Forbidden.
To listen to this full-length interview, you have a few options available to choose from in the description. You can subscribe through the Buzzsprout link provided for $3 a month. With the Patreon link provided, you will have a video podcast option, which is $5 a month. So what the hell are you waiting for?
Welcome to Beyond the Forbidden. Today on the show, I got a friend of mine I've had on several times. Once on one of my older podcasts back in 2017-ish, around that time, talked about a lot of fascinating topics, you know, underground tunnels, Dulce, John Lear, pyramids. But man, Brad Olson, it's been far too long. It's only been about 6 months. How you been, man?
Hey, Michael, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show again. And you know, that first interview we did, it went viral on Before It's News. In fact, I didn't even know about Before It's News till you told me, or like 2 weeks later. Yeah, it's still trending high. And ever since then, I think we were talking about the Vatican and some of the dark secrets hidden within. And then years later, I would see little clips of that interview showing up in TikTok videos and stuff. So that was pretty classic.
Well, I meant to, a little slack on my part, because I meant to actually, I was going to look at that, pull that video up, and maybe somewhere within the video do like a little screen share on this. But a little bit of dad life got in the way, I guess. But having a newborn baby, or a toddler baby now. But yeah, I did find that video because you mentioned it last time that you was on 6 months ago or so. And so I did find it, and I re-uploaded it. I found the interview and I re-uploaded another clip. And yes, it did really well on my Facebook page. And we, I'll try to find it here in a little bit. But yes, I remember it went viral on Before It's News. And I was like, man, I remember emailing you back. I'm like, dude, this thing's kind of getting out of control here, you know, because it was like on top of the page there for a while, you know. And you know, Before It's News, yeah, they have a lot of crazy stuff on there, but you know, that's kind of, I like to go woo though, like to have fun. But it was cool to have that video, that little video we did to stay trending for so long back then. And but yeah, Brad, you was telling me, and I'll give the links for everybody to check out. It'll be also within the video, CCC Publishing and everything about Brad freaking Olson. But dude, our conversations are usually the best. It's not just ours. You do really good interviews, man. And like, you can turn a bad interview into a good interview. I don't know if it's just your personality. Like in another lifetime, you could have been like a professional wrestler. You know what I mean? You're very you're charismatic. You're just a fun guy. Somebody I like to just hang out with one day around the campfire. But right before the show, you was talking about black goo. I don't know if we talked about it last time. I think it maybe briefly got brought into the discussion when we started talking a little bit about AI and transhumanist, or the transhumanist agenda and Morgellons and things like that. I think it got brought up. But is there some more detail that you want to talk about black goo? And you also have it in your talk about several times in your book, Beyond Esoteric.
Well, now that we are starting to see what's in the injection, including graphene oxide, this is now Morgellons 2.0, because it's really much of the same substance. It's just been weaponized. And it goes back to the Falkland Wars of 1982. I was in junior high. I remember during the Falkland Wars, every day kids in school would say, oh, the British fleet's getting closer to taking the Falkland Islands. This is under Margaret Thatcher. And it was a big news story. It was on the news every single night. But what a lot of people don't know is as the armada of ships was getting close to the Falklands, way down in southern part of South America, pretty close to where I went to Antarctica 5 years ago, the fleet split. And one part of the fleet, of course, fought the Falkland Wars. It was very one-sided. The Argentinians are still upset about it. In fact, they don't even call it the Falkland Islands. You can get in a fight in a bar in Argentina. They call it Island Malvinas. And so the second arm of that armada went to an island chain known as the South Sandwich Islands. And they basically extend halfway down to Antarctica. And the southernmost island is called South Thule Island. I talk about this in my presentation called Hidden Anomalies of Antarctica, which I'll be giving at the MUFON Symposium in Dallas, Texas in middle of July in front of 800 people. And every time I do it, another one of the speakers or event producer comes up and says, I'm so glad you brought up the black goo, because a lot of people don't know how this all got started and got introduced into the human genome. So the second armada goes down there. They basically take all those chains of island. Many of them, very few people live down there. And the actual Falkland War surrender papers were signed off of South Thule Island. And why that's important is because that is where the black goo was being stored. Even in a cave, a very... way I understand it, like highly advanced carved cave down there. And the reason this was chosen by those who deposited it is because it always stays frozen. So when the black goo is in a frozen state, it stays inert. It cannot activate. So they were being respectful with it. The Argentinian researchers put up a white flag and they surrendered. The British came in and took it. And that's the reason why the Falkland Island was fought. Because they took it back to Britain to backward engineer it. And it got away from them because it got warmed up. And by the way, they destroyed the base. They avalanched over the cave. You can't go to South Thule Island. It's been a big mystery as to why they wanted it so bad. But it's starting to come out now, Michael, that the super soldiers are talking about it, that they sometimes have to take injections of it. Because it's a living substance. And once it's in the human biology, it starts to do different things. And as I said, now it's become like Morgellons 2.0, which are these self-assembling nanobots that are also causing blood clots in people and a lot of other health issues. So the black goo got weaponized by the British in the late 1980s. And it got into all the scientists. And so it went to this place called Marconi Laboratories. I did an interview a couple of years ago with this group and they're skeptics. They're like, well, we're going to debunk Brad Olson. We're going to fact check everything he says. And the video went live and the person who interviewed me is like, have you seen the interview yet? I go, no, I rarely ever watch my own interviews. She goes, no, you got to see it because they tried to debunk you and they couldn't because they looked up Marconi Laboratories and found there were all these mysterious deaths. They found that it basically got loose. And since then, it has been weaponized. And it's now known as ferrofluids, the graphene oxide. And I think it's coming down on us in the form of chemtrails as well. So this is the weird sort of twists and turns of esoteric research that I endeavor myself into. And I'm glad you're interested in this subject too, because it gets weird, man.
That's what I love, Brad, is weird. And you know, a lot of things, I understand it's hard to get proof on certain subjects because everything is controlled. There's no transparency. Everything is forbidden. That's why I have this show is Beyond the Forbidden, because I want to go beyond what is forbidden upon the human race, you know, rather be technologies, our true origins, our history, everything, ETs, whatever it is, conspiracies. But so you brought up something. I didn't even have any of this in my notes, just the top of my head, that, you know, with you, like before the show, you said something about black goo, and I thought, oh yeah, okay. And you were talking, and I was thinking, okay, with the chemtrails, that could be one variable. That could be one weapon that may be used, and it could be used to the black goo, the Morgellons, and everything else in between that is pushing kind of towards the transhumanist dystopian future that we are facing, you know, with AI and that threat that we're facing. But then you could also put in the ET card, you know, because here's what I was thinking, because we've heard that, you know, some of the ETs, especially the grays, are some of them, they, you know, they don't have souls, or they don't have they're kind of robotic in nature. You know, I'm not saying that they met robots or androids, but they could be some of them, who knows. But could this be like some type of push to either by the certain ETs or by just these malevolent factions, flesh and blood here on Earth, to get us to where we get these graphenes in our blood, our DNA, and it's just changing us on a molecular level, and to something with this black goo and Morgellons, chemtrails, the food, to get us to where we become more robotic in nature, you know, to where we become like closer to the singularity point, where we are merging with the machines, and they want us to have that future dystopian world that only science fiction authors dream of. Is because if we merge, if we had that type of future and we merge with machines and these brain implants and everything else in between, I think the factor is, going to throw it out there, is the soul. They want to, I think what one of the agendas, many agendas at play here, is they want to take the soul away from the humanity, you know, everything, that they want to drain us, our battery source. And if we merge with the machines in the future, maybe they can learn how to hack the soul and self-replicate the soul. I'm talking about the ones, that's probably where the ETs may come involved, because maybe some of them don't have souls. I know I throw a lot of stuff out there, but Brad, what do you think, man?
Well, that's what Noah Harari, the guy from World Economic Forum, said, is that now humans are hackable animals, that we think we have this free will. Well, we don't. And you're exactly right, Michael. What they really want is to control humans. And that's why they're getting into it, into our bodies, through all these different vectors. Not only the chemtrails, but it's also been found in food. There was a study, this group in Europe that opened up a chicken McNugget, and it was just filled with Morgellon fiber. So that should be a tip off to anybody. Don't eat that kind of food. Or processed food, because it's just being loaded up. But look, everything in our environment, from the air, the land, and the water, is now being tainted. And you get the fluoride in the water, and you got the GMO crops. And once this stuff is in you, it's very, very hard to get it out. Look at all the amount of blood clotting and other issues with the graphene oxide, which is basically a metal, a heavy metal, which does not do the body any good, none at all. But it also is magnetic, just like the black goo is magnetic. You take two jars of black goo, when they're on their own, they're just inert. They're not moving. It's just like tar. But you bring the bottles together and they want to join. They want to co-join, just like these nanobots that have this ability to self-assemble. To me, those are a couple of the scariest words I've ever heard in the transhumanist agenda, is self-assembling nanobots. And when they get these in our bodies, our immune system doesn't know what to do with it. it's totally foreign. We've never had to deal with anything quite like this before. And so now it's getting to the point where it is starting to, in some cases, take over, and it eventually will kill the host. So this is part of the control agenda. In fact, it's now given a new name to those who have been injected. Mm-hmm. Not sure if we have to watch our words here. Where you're going to post this video. So
I'm going to make a bunch of little clips within this video.
And okay.
To try to make things go viral. That's what I like to do. But man, you say whatever you want to say, man.
Well, the new word is, if you've not received any of these last 5 year injections, you're Homo sapiens sapien. People that have are starting to change, and they have actually changed the name to Homo Borgensis. So they are of a Borg mind, and they have now become a different human being type in the tree of life. So a branch has just been created in the last 5 years, and the Homo Borgensis, well, they number to the tune of about 60% of all humans, maybe more, have gotten the injection. So to be a pureblood or an organic human who has not gotten them, you're now in the minority. Homo sapiens are a minority on planet Earth. Homo Borgensis, whether they know it or not, have now crossed the Rubicon, so to speak, and are now a new form of human being living right among us, unaware to most people. That's why this is one of these esoteric subjects that is known to only a select few.
We live in scary times, man. And the thing is, we just, to defeat darkness, you got to face it face on. You know, you can't have your tail in the sand or your head in the sand, you know, and just wish it to go away. Because we got to face, we're being bombarded with this transhuman priestcraft. You know what I mean? Like, the Brotherhood of Darkness, many names for them. But, I pulled up the sub chapter within Beyond Esoteric, you know, the Black Goo, while we're still on this, quote, "Not only does this substance have the ability to take possession of one's body and perhaps consciousness, if the person allows it, but black goo may also be able to mimic matter by reprogramming the coding which creates our reality. This is not science fiction, and this substance is absolutely a demonic living organism. This substance absolutely is a weapon. There have been reports that the secret government has sprayed this substance in some of the chemtrails over certain regions. It can also be covertly introduced into a person." According to a Preston James of Veterans Today, quote, there have been rumors for years inside Intel that numerous bought and paid for politicians have been dosed and infected with this sentient black oil, which some consider a microscopic alien ET cosmic parasite that can hive some of the ingest or inhale it, end quote. Let me see. But yeah, man, your book Beyond Esoteric is phenomenal, and that and I like to dab into it every now and then. It is definitely my to go read, not just that book, but all your Beyond Futuristic, but
Futuristic and Modern Esoteric,
yeah,
the other two.
And but when I read this, when I saw this, Brad, it's terrifying, man. Like reprogramming the coding which creates our reality. And then, you know, and then you talked about the chemtrails with the black. So my mind's just going all over the place, right? So I'm thinking of, where was it in Washington State where they were, a bunch of people were getting sick. I think the name of the town started with a W or something like that, where people, just back in the 70s or 80s, maybe early 90s, I think early 90s, maybe, people were getting sick. There was this substance on people's houses and vehicles. It was like this goo-like gelatinous substance. I'll try to look it up here in a little bit, but I feel like we've been experimented on it for a very long time. But the thing is, there's just so many variables on the the Christmas tree. There's so many ornaments on the Christmas tree at their disposal. It's just hard to pinpoint who are these guys? Who are the, are they all collaborating together, or is it just one big circus wheel? You know, that what's going on, Brad? Because it's hard. You know, I've been doing interviews since 2010 and researching since 06, not near as long as you, but I can't pinpoint, you know, I know a lot of it's speculation, but my head just spins when I try to put my finger on, like, who are these factions? You know, what's the agenda? What's the end game? You know, I think one big part is our consciousness, the soul, the humanity within us. They want to keep us from our truest potential, you know, but what do you think, Brad?
Well, there's definitely an anti-human depopulation agenda at hand. If people haven't figured that out in the last 5 years, they should become aware, because your health and well-being and life may even depend on it, to protect yourself. Look, at this point, I think we should all be in a self-defense posture, because they're coming at us in all these different ways. And this is just so insidious, especially in America, where we're taught to think and believe that, oh, we're the land of the free and home of the brave. Well, we're really land of the fees and home of the slave. And we're just being inundated with these chemicals. And this transhumanist agenda is being forced down our throat, whether we want it and like it or not. And that's just the basic outline of where we're at right now. We still haven't even seen the larger results. I just got an email from someone who is always sending me information about the people that got the injection. It's now up to 1.1 million have died as a direct result. Damn. 17 million worldwide. Many millions have been disabled, and we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. So I think people need to be prepared, both mentally, physically, and spiritually, for what is coming down the pike, because 2024 is going to be an absolutely instrumental year in the history of humanity. I think historians hundreds of years from now are going to look at this time, because we have this contentious election in November. We've got our financial system teetering on destruction. You've got World War III pretty much breaking out in the Middle East. That could go hot real fast. And when these things start to happen, the first thing that goes is our rights. And so there's also a lot of talk that we're going to have another virus and lockdown. And next month in Geneva, Switzerland, where the World Health Organization is located, I call them the World Harm Organization, they are trying to supersede the laws of every country with laws that allow them during a pandemic to become the voice of the land, meaning they would take away our constitutional rights. They could declare a pandemic, even if there isn't one, and basically lock us down at will. So this is also a part of it. And we all know how close they got to implementing the vax passport, and some countries were implementing that. But fortunately, that had to be set aside. But they're not going to give up. These people are monsters, and they do have an agenda to take down the world. And if you don't believe me, I like a meme that says, it's not like it wasn't written in stone. Well, actually, it was written in stone at the Georgia Guidestones, which got destroyed two summers ago. But it said, first commandment on the Georgia Guidestones, to keep humanity at 500 million people. Well, there's 8 billion of us now, okay? So that means about a 90% reduction. There's an anti-human depopulation agenda at hand, and people need to be aware of what that is and how to react and perhaps change their lifestyle and even where they live. Because when this goes down, Michael, there's an old saying that goes back to the French Revolution. And they know that when people go hungry, they go crazy. And the old saying was that full societal collapse is only 8 meals away. So within 3 days of the supermarket shelves going empty, it's total societal collapse and breakdown. So you better have a plan and somewhere to go, because I think it's coming down the pike as soon as this summer.
Do you think that they're going to try to do, so you said maybe this summer, do you think they're going to try to do something before the elections, or they're going to, or possibly wait to see how the elections may turn out and then do something right after?
Probably before. Many alternative media voices are saying there won't even be an election, that will be in martial law, military state, or breakdown, or another pandemic. I mean, they've got a lot of different avenues up their sleeve to prevent this, because this deep state knows they absolutely cannot have Trump for a second term. So they're going to do everything they possibly can to prevent that. Look, they're trying to put the guy in jail right now. When has this ever happened to a former president? Over hush money with a porn star? I mean, come on. This is just ridiculous. Look at the crimes that Bill Clinton committed just going to Epstein Island. How come he's not being charged with anything?
So yeah, it's crazy. It's okay for
lawfare.
It's okay for Bill Clinton to snort cocaine off a woman's you know what and this kind of brings to mind with the Deagle.com.
Uh-huh. I'm glad you brought that up.
So some may, so go in a little bit about that, Brad. And I forgot the numbers of what they were. I jotted it down whenever you was talking. I didn't pull up the numbers from the website, but it was something like 2024. Each year they it's like a analyst or a prediction of the world's population, correct, Brad, and where they expect the populations to be in the future.
Yeah, I've got this right now on my screen. If you want to share the screen, I pulled up Deagle 2025 forecast by country.
Let me see if I can have you share this screen here. Go to share screen, multiple tips. All right, go ahead, Brad.
You know what? This thing is giving me a hard time because I have this split screen on my Mac. I guess I spoke too soon. I was doing an interview yesterday and the same problem happened.
So, go ahead and just read it to us.
It's just numbers anyways. Let me read the population in 2017. Okay, so a little back story. Deagle was a defense contractor. He came out of the CIA and he started to put out these forecasts on a website called Deagle.com. It's since been taken down, but I did screen captures of this because they're just so incredible. So back in 2017, the population of the U.S., 316,440,000 people. So 316 million. In 2025, Deagle projects just under 100 million. So that's a 68.5% population change. So they're calling this on this website, and so many people are just curious, where do you get these numbers? What is this all about? Who even thinks that we're going to have this? So I've got another one, actually. If we could try the share screen again. This one's coming up as a JPEG. It won't switch me over to that other screen.
It should be able to allow you multiple participants can share simultaneously.
Just come off of here. Yeah, share screen. Here we go. Let me show you this. Deagle depopulation. This is going to blow your mind. So let's see. Can you see that share?
Yep.
Okay. So you can see here, U.S. population, 316,440,000 down to just over... under 100,000.
Damn.
What it also shows is the gross domestic product, that in 2017, our GDP was close to 17 billion. and it's going to go down quite a bit. Look at that, to 2.445. But we don't get the worst of it. The United Kingdom and Ireland, you can see in population change here, they get the worst of it. 77% population decrease in the United Kingdom, Ireland just under that, 72%. We're after them. And then it kind of goes down the list, but you'll notice the top 10 countries are all Western countries.
Mm-hmm.
They're all European. Israel's on the list. And then down near the bottom is Bahrain, but Australia, Cyprus.
You know what I'm not seeing on the top percentage though, Brad, is China or Russia. So is that saying something, or you know what I mean?
Like, well, because on my other list, let's see, I'll find it, because it's got all the countries. It's real small type here. But China, Russia, gosh, I'm going way down the list. I didn't even see them. They're not even in the top 50 because they didn't do, well, Russia didn't do the wackadoodle.
Oh, quite like we did. Yeah, that's right.
They basically pulled out. And so you see the countries, China, okay, here it is. They're going to have, yeah, they'll still have a population decrease, but only 1.6%. Russia, and some of these countries won't even have a population change. They actually go up in the years from 2017 to 2015. So the zero mark is Brazil actually goes up, and then all the rest of these countries down to Lebanon is on the bottom of the list, and they actually have a 59% population increase. So some countries go up, and this is what makes it so bizarre. But the countries that had very low vaccine rates are faring pretty well. And I was just in Laos in January. I see them near the bottom of the list. Their population change is going up about 15%. And I could tell you, I was just there, and I know that many of the people, they're Buddhists, and they did not accept the jabberdoodle. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. Stop the share here, come back. I'm glad you up Deagle, because I'm putting that in the second edition to Beyond Esoteric as a little bit of proof for predictive programming that they are trying to depopulate us.
I don't want to stay off that topic, but when is the second edition coming out?
Beginning of the year.
Okay. That was actually one of my notes. So what do you think will be the, if I had, what does your gut tell you, Brad? What do you think your best gut, I don't know, speculation, because you know, you've studied the deep state, cultural trends, when it regards to esoteric nature for years, what do you think the culprit is, or what do you think will be that trigger point? You know, will it be the rollout of, because we know what's happened since 2020, will it be like 6G, 7G? Will it be, what do you think if you had to, if you're, you know, in Las Vegas having to make a bet right now?
Yeah, a gambling man. Well, I would put my money on the Deagle report, because a couple of years ago, I couldn't make sense of these numbers at all. Now it is crystal clear that this is the forecast of the globalists. And let's be clear here, Michael, the real enemy is, and it's misguided to just say, oh, the government's doing this to us, as some kind of nebulous entity that does all this stuff to us. Now there's people behind it, and these people are these psychopaths who are basically what we call the globalists. You could call them the deep state or the cabal. Years ago, they were known as the Illuminati. They are the moneyed families here. This is the real scourge of planet Earth. This is what people need to be alerted to, is that these globalists who do the Bilderberg meeting, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations, all these think tanks that basically come up with the agendas that the government then initiates. But the government is just basically a puppet tool. And so in the first section of my book, Beyond Esoteric, called Neo-Fascism, I make the distinction, and people need to know that the word has actually changed. That if you find a dictionary from around right after World War II, they'll say that, oh, fascism is what Hitler did. He took over all the companies. It's what Mussolini did in Italy, that they were the fascists. Well, now it's a new form of fascism. Now it's called neo-fascism, and it is now these heads of corporations. And look, these three companies, State Street, Vanguard, and BlackRock, own the lion's share of all these companies. There's some great videos out there that trace the money back to these corporations and the heads of corporations who have blackmailed and paid for politicians. Look at the whole Epstein Island. When that all unravels and all the normies figure that out, it was one big blackmailing scheme. It was a honey trap to blackmail. Tucker Carlson was just on with Joe Rogan a couple days ago, and he said that most politicians in DC are worried that they're going to get framed with kiddie porn on their computer. So this is a real problem with our establishment and these lifelong politicians. Almost all of them have been blackmailed. That's why they do the dumbest things, like vote for $60 billion to go to Ukraine last week. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants war. Why can't we fix our infrastructure and have a wall down in the southern border? That's what people want, but that's not what's happening. So this is our real enemy, and that this these globalists who control government.
And then you have, see, basically, Brad, correct me if I'm wrong, it's basically just corporatism, right? Fascism, basically. I don't understand, because you have, you know, there's infighting with the right and the left, how the left called the right fascist and all that. But and then you have Rachel Maddow's book, Prequel, An American Fight Against Fascism. But I can't recall any Democrat that never, or politician that never, they go into into politics and or president, and they, I don't know, with a net worth of a million bucks or less, and they come out $100 million net worth.
Right.
How does that happen? That's fascist, right? I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Like, how does that work? And so with all this said, Brad, do you think that these globalists, these global elites are trying to bring about and fulfill biblical prophecy? Even though that they, most of them don't believe in God, or not in the God in the Bible, that is, rather they believe in the Bible or not, it's almost like they're trying to fulfill prophecies. Is it just a power trip, an ego thing? Like, what the hell's going on there?
Well, and a self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, they want to see all this come true. And part of that is going on right now in Israel. Do you know they got those red heifers out of Texas? And just last Monday was Passover, which is a big holiday for Jewish people. And they slaughtered them up on the Mount of Olives, which overlooks the Temple Mount. And so if war breaks out, you can be sure that that golden Al Aqsa Mosque on Temple Mount in Jerusalem will be destroyed, because that is the end goal for these people, is to rebuild the third temple right there on that site. I've been to Jerusalem twice, and I know it. It's a beautiful area. It's a really cool city. You can walk the city walls around it. But it's a hotly disputed area for Jews, Muslims, and Christians, because, of course, Christ was crucified in Jerusalem. So it's there's a lot of different things at play here. But to answer your question, there is a prophecy that this war has to go down, this Armageddon war, and it would be against the powers of the Middle East. Look, Iran and Israel are hurling missiles at each other now. If this goes to the next level, it's going to bring in all the players in the region, and that's when they're going to rebuild the third temple. This is what they think has to happen for them to live this prophecy. And they say, well, this is God's word. God wrote the Bible. God wants us to do it. So they get this kind of self-fulfilling prophecy that they have to be part of making this happen, even if it's mutually assured destruction of both Iran and Israel if this war goes really hot.
And then I start thinking about why are they so into this self-fulfilling prophecy? Is it because they have some of these malevolent gods? You could call them archons or entities or certain malevolent ET factions, maybe interdimensional entities that are working behind the scenes with some of these top tier pyramidal global factions in the world. Are they, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
maybe they're trying to please these false gods, you know, and trying to look at me, old mighty whoever, you know, I'm helping fulfill your whatever, you know. It's almost like, do you think that there's that, like, a, like I said earlier, you know, I think there's many variables. It's hard to pinpoint what's actually going on because there's a lot of variables at play here. You know, the spider's web, just it's huge. But do you think that there's, like, with one variable at play, do you think that certain elites are working behind the scenes with either physically with maybe some of these entities, or interdimensionally, or do you think it's just purely, or it is maybe interdimensionally, maybe they use these occult rituals to bring about this, some of these things, you know, through fruition within this reality?
Yeah. And as we said in our first interview, how the Vatican has been working with these malevolent ETs, as well as, I would say, some of these factions of the globalist elite. They're being called Satanists. They're drinking adrenochrome. I mean, horrendous crimes against humanity. But look, the malevolent ETs that have been on this planet for a long, long time, and these bloodline families, they have one thing in common. That is to control the rest of us. And look, 8 billion of us are a lot harder to control than, say, a half a billion of us. Mm-hmm. So they're working in conjunction to depopulate this planet, and it is anti-human. They're doing things that go against nature's law, go against God's law, but they don't care because they don't believe in the same God as most Christians in this country do. And this is an example I give sometimes at conferences when people want to try to, when I try to help them understand how the elite might be working with this dark force, these malevolent ETs. And I've gotten this from some people who have actually seen this in real life, including Leo Lyon-Zagami, and I publish 5 of his books at CCC Publishing. He even reprints some illustrations of bringing these entities forth. So here's a little scenario. Here's you and me. We get invited to an Illuminati ritual on a certain date on 3/11, and we're both going, yeah, whatever.
I never thought I'd be asked, Brad.
Yeah, right. Okay, but we got to wear the robe, right? And we're all kind of just sitting in the back, like, all right, what's this all about? Well, all of a sudden,
hold up, Brad. Hold up. You forgot the music in the background going, you know.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And maybe a little drinking of the blood. We're going to pass on that one. You guys knock yourself out. And then so the ritual begins, and these people are just really into it. And we're kind of looking at each other, what the cray? And then an apparition appears, right? And it's sitting in the chair, and everybody's worshiping it to it. Well, don't you think you'd come out of that thinking about this a little bit differently? Is if you actually saw, say, a reptilian appear in a robe, and it is barking orders to these guys, and they're, yes, master, we'll do it, master, whatever you say, master. That's kind of the story in a nutshell about the manipulation of humanity over the last few centuries. I love the quote from William Cooper. He said it at his very first talk, in which he said, "I'm just putting this evidence out there, and I don't even know if I'm walking out of here alive." And he said, "It was learned and is then known that aliens were manipulating humanity through witchcraft, magic, the occult, and religion, as well as secret societies." So all those different groups that have had a certain kind of control over us, including religion, has been manipulated by these ETs. He said it through naval intelligence. They knew that back in the 1970s, how deep this manipulation has gone. So the fact that these others are going along with it for control. Yeah.
You have it in your book right here, a quote from them. Yeah. It was learned by the secret government that aliens had, quote, it was learned by a secret government that aliens had been and were then manipulated, leading masses of people through secret societies, witchcraft, magic, and occult, and religion. And man, he was so, that's the reason why they suicided. Well, he wasn't suicided, but that's the reason why they took him out, you know?
You know, he called 9/11 before it happened too.
I know.
And sheriff's deputies shot him dead in front of his house in Eagan, Arizona, 2 months after 9/11. So November 2001, Bill Cooper was killed in front of his own house. So these guys pay the ultimate price. You know, they're
Bill Schneider,
going
Bill Schneider,
humanity. One. What's that?
Bill Schneider for one.
Bill Schneider's the other one. Yep. I do a whole profile of him and Beyond Esoteric as well. And he was talking about the underground bases and where they were working, the Dulce Wars. We don't even realize that there were wars taking place in America underneath the ground with some of our special forces. But because they were mostly all wiped out, we couldn't compete with these aliens, that we had to acquiesce and basically surrender to them. Now, I just published Laura Eisenhower's new book called Awakening the Truth Frequency. And in it, she has some new whistleblower testimony that her great-grandfather, Dwight D. Eisenhower, he was given a raw deal from Harry Truman, who basically signed surrender treaty with the Antarctica Nazis, with the escaped Nazis after World War II. So much of our history, Michael, has been altered and changed. There's an old saying that history is written by the winners, and the French philosopher Voltaire says history is the Mississippi of lies. So what we think we know, especially about the fog of war, is often just absolutely false. And who won World War II? Well, it was the Germans, even though they lost the ground war and the fighting forces surrendered. You know who never did surrender was the SS and the Third Reich political party. Never surrendered. They went underground. They took all the loot out of Europe, and they set up micronations in South America, as well as several bases in Antarctica. It wasn't just base 211 at the Schumacher Ponds, but the new Berlin base. And I think that's what Admiral Byrd was summoned to go see when he flew into the hole at the South Pole. And he writes about it in his diary that was published by his son after he died. So this is the history that nobody knows about, but it's really the way things went down.
To listen to this full-length interview, you have a few options available to choose from in the description. You can subscribe through the Buzzsprout link provided for $3 a month. With the Patreon link provided, you will have a video podcast option, which is $5 a month. So what the hell are you waiting for?